What's up, everyone? It's day 16 of Travel to Orbit. I apologize, I missed yesterday, but we have a lot of information to talk about today, this morning. It's very early here where I'm at as I'm traveling to orbit. Where am I headed to? Probably headed to the reef. I don't know, there's nothing to do in the reef, but Varric probably seems lonely. Petra hasn't talked to anybody or talked about stabbing wolves in the face. So I'm going to go head up to the reef. So check this out. Before I get into what happened over the weekend with my raiding group, which is crazy shenanigans, check this. This is from Deej yesterday, late. He says, we are bringing Tess back. It's kind of like we're bringing Sexy back, but we're bringing Tess back. So if you imagine Deej saying it like Justin Timberlake says it, it's kind of weird because you're like, we're bringing Tessie back. That's weird. I won't ever do that again. I apologize. Okay, he says, we've already said that there's more to discover in The Taken King, and there's but beyond the content available in the launch window of The Taken King. Our goal is to continue creating experiences that will keep the game fresh, fun, and surprising. Today, we wanted to share with you a new element we're incorporating into Year 2 of Destiny. It kind of makes it different if you read it like a politician announcing he's running for president. This coming Tuesday, October 13th, Test Everest will return to the tower with a new look, a new storefront, and some new items to sell, courtesy of Eververse Trading Company. Initially, Test will offer 18 brand new emotes, like the trio of emotes offered via the Taken King Collector Edition. These emotes are completely optional and won't impact the action game in any way. To acquire these items, you'll first need to pick up some silver, in quotation marks, a new in-game currency that will be available for purchase through the store associated with your console. Images and descriptions for each available emote, along with pricing information for silver, will be made available Tuesday, October 13th, alongside the launch of the in-game storefront right here on Bungie.net, as soon as the content is live. If you're not interested in what Tess has to offer, you won't ever be forced to pluck an item off of her shelf. You will still receive updates to the game. You won't lose a crucible encounter or fail to clear a raid because you didn't have the right Eververse Trading Company emote equipped. Okay, lots of good information here, but check this action out. Our plan is to use these new items to bolster the service provided by our live team for another full year. As they grow and create more robust and engaging events that we'll announce later this year. It has been and continues to be our goal to deliver updates to the game. Going forward, our live team is also looking to grow beyond vital updates and improvements to focus on world events, experiences, and feature requests. If you're still skeptical, you can log in next week, take a look for yourself. We'll be dropping some free silver into your account so you can purchase an emote or two and become legend through the power of Dance. As always, we'll be watching and listening to your feedback, and we'll talk more soon. See you in the tower. Okay, so these are microtransactions. Microtransactions are coming to Destiny. A lot of people are going to be surprised and be like, I can't believe you're doing this. You're a sellout to Activision. A lot of people are going to be saying that. You know what? That's par for the course. Big deal. So this is what this is telling me, okay? It's going to be something like a subscription service, very similar. And now, it's not going to be $15 a month. I'm not saying you have to subscribe to buy these, but this is doing the same thing for Bungie that other subscription service games do. You play WoW, you pay $15 a month. Bungie is putting out content so that we are buying things monthly in order for them to be able to fund future content. So if you don't like these, you don't have to buy them, whatever. From a gamer perspective who enjoys the game, if I buy one a month, I'm helping them fund future content. I really enjoyed The Taken King. I want more content like The Taken King. So will I buy one? I'll buy one. They're giving you free gold to buy one and try it out, which is great. They'll be like, here's free gold. Try it out. You can save it up for something else. Who knows what they're going to come out with? But there's 18 emotes. Chances are one of these you're really going to like. I hope that there's a slap emote or a facepalm emote. Or a Flippy the Bird emote, something like that. There's going to be a lot of content here, guys. And this isn't just, you know, content for them to be making money. This is to fund the game in the future. I don't know if it's because they didn't make enough money off the DLCs. I heard the DLC sold really good. I just think this is going to be extra stuff. This is going to be stuff that is not DLC. This is going to be maybe new maps for Crucible. This is going to maybe be a new environment that they bring out in the middle of nowhere. Maybe this is going to be for, I don't know, you know, they could sell event items through here. As long as this stuff is cosmetic, you know, I have no problem with it. There's a lot of games that do this already that are free to play that they sell cosmetic items. World of Warcraft sells cosmetic mounts. Heroes of the Storm sell cosmetic mounts, cosmetic skins, and all this other stuff. I mean, it sounds like a lot of Blizzard games do this, but League of Legends does it, Dota does it. There's a lot of games that do this. This isn't like Bungie is like creating this new thing to make them a huge pile of money. Lots of games do this. This is good for the company. They're going to be making money. Players are going to be, you know, able to get a bunch of different things that separate them. There's going to be people that buy all 18 of them, depending on how much these things are. I'm going to guess they're $5, real currency. Is that a lot? It sounds like a lot, but does it matter if it's a lot? I mean, it's $5 for an emote. You're supporting the game. I mean, think of it that. Think of it as a subscription. If you enjoy Destiny, you're going to buy these. If you don't enjoy Destiny and you want future content, this is the way to help get that content out quicker. Because if they have the money to do it, they're going to have more resources to be able to put out that content. So let's put out the content. Things I want to see in the store. Sparrows. This is a great opportunity to get cooler looking sparrows. I don't care how fast they are, but if they look different and if you can buy them through the store, I don't care, I'll buy them through the store. I'd rather have a cool looking sparrow than a raid sparrow that explodes on you when you drive it. I think that's ridiculous that it explodes on you because you have to respawn it or manage it. It bugs me. So get new sparrows in there. Get different looking sparrows. Different shaders. I mean, there's already a ton of shaders in the game. If they want to sell special shaders that glow or leave trails behind you or have smoke effects, that's fine. You know, if they're cool enough, people will buy them. People will want them. And people are like, oh, you bought that. And it's like, who cares? I bought it. I like it. I'm supporting the game. Future content's going to come out because I bought this thing. And I'm not saying you have to do that. No, you don't have to do that. I'm going to because I want to support the game. There's a lot of cool things that are come out through here. They're giving us free gold, free silver, again, like I said. And you know what? I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt. I'm going to wait till the 13th, which is next month. And I'm going to see how it all shakes out. You know, this isn't a bad thing. You know, if they start selling weapons that are super powerful, then it's a bad thing. If they start selling armor that is higher light level than the raid, then that's a bad thing. But they're not going to do that. That would be ridiculous. They would lose a huge player base if this game becomes play to win, and they're not going to do that. You may think that they're going to do that, but don't kid yourself. You're wrong. They're not going to do that. I'm excited to see what happens. Hopefully I get a facepalm. Man, that'd be... Or a slap emote, because we could have used a slap emote or a facepalm last weekend in the raid. So we drop into the raid. It was on the reset. So what do? We jump in with five people because our six is... Come on, Sucker Please, get with the program and get back in the game. So Sucker Please was out. So we jump in with five people after waiting around. And that's the hardest part for me, is always waiting around to get the raid started. You know, and it's probably because we need more people that are available to jump in. But... enough about that. So we jump in, we clear the rooms, slam dunk the orb six times, and we get in there, and we start going through the room. It's like, oh, okay, we're going through here, now we're going to do some jumping puzzles. So we're jumping, and we finally get another person to come in. We get someone that we haven't played the raid before, but Never Fear is, he's part of our raid team. He's known him for a long time, so he jumps in, and we start playing. So we get through the jumping puzzle. Waiting on a warlock this time. It was me. I apologize. I don't know what was going on. So we get through there, get through the chest, and we get to the first room to where we have to open the doors. And we're like, okay, so two in the middle, one on the left, one on the right, one in the orb, and we'll switch, and then we'll do that. Two people cover the middle. And the guy that jumped in is like, what are you guys doing? We're like, well, this is how we did it last time. He's like, no, you don't do it like this. That's ridiculous. Why would you ever think to do it like this? You want all three people on the right side, three people on the left side, and we're going to be switching and piggybacking. As long as someone's on the spire, you'll be fine. So this like blew our minds. We're like, well, we never even thought about it like this. So we cleared this room super fast under the direction of Dantigan, and we were like, wow, we were doing this the wrong way the whole time, and we did it as ridiculous as possible. We cleared that room the first time we did it the hardest way you could do it without having like only two people do it, which would be impossible. So like, wow, we like this. He's like, yeah, you know, it's just a different strategy and it works really well. So here you go. So like, okay, we found a new strategy, how to clear this room. It's not going to be a problem for us anymore. And we're going to move on with it. Okay, so previously we got up to this point. We got up to the war priest and we weren't able to do the war priest. So we go to the war priest. And we're like, all right, this is what we're doing. And Dan's like, oh, well, you can just stand here and you can do it like this. And I'm like, oh, okay, we'll do it like that. So we do it like that and we clear the warp piece the first round, which is really cool. I mean, we pretty much had the mechanics down. There was just a little bit of tightening up that we had to do. And we smoked the war priest and we got past that, got some drops, and we're like, we're moving on. It's like, okay, now we're going to go to Golgoroth. Oh, so after we fight the war priest, we get to Golgoroth the first time, and this is on Friday night. So we're fighting, learning the Golgoroth mechanics, do this, and I get black screen. And I'm like, okay, what's going on? And I get kicked. I'm still in party chat, so I can still talk to everyone, but an update screen pops up on my Xbox One. It's like, okay, update now. It's like, no, I don't want to update now. It's like, cancel, but stay offline. I don't want to stay offline. Why would I want to stay offline? I'm in the middle of something. So I have no options to stay online and play. I'm just completely blocked out. I can't go back. I have no choice but to update. So like, okay, guys, I'm going to update. I'll be back. So a 1 gig update starts. It's like, oh my gosh, this is going to take forever. And it did. It took a while. It took about 45 minutes for this 1 gig update to start. I don't know why. My internet's fine. It could have done that a lot faster, but it didn't. So I'm down. So I'm texting him back and forth. Almost there. 75%. They're way in. They're just messing around with Golgoroth. And it's like, okay, update's done. It is applying update. So my apply update will get done to get about 75% and just shut down. It's like, great. So I turned the Xbox back on. I didn't hard reset it. It shut down. So I turned it back on from its instant sleep mode or whatever. And the applied update has gone back to 30%. So I'm like, crap. So it goes back up 75%, shuts down again. It's like, come on. So by this time, it was like an hour and a half that they've been waiting on me, and I'm trying to fight with things. And I don't want to do a hard reset, because you never want to do a hard reset while install is happening. And like, I don't even know what this update is for. So then I do it again. So like, screw it, guys. It's been too long. I'm going to bed. I'm going to let this update for the night. We'll pick up tomorrow night. So they're like, so it sucked because I had to totally threw off the groove of the raid. We probably could have gotten a lot farther, but this update happened in the middle of the raid and we had to stop. So I wake up, 4 o'clock in the morning, go to install, see if the install worked, and it's at the same place, 75%. So I'm like, screw it. If it didn't do it after this long, hard reset. I'm going to bite the bullet. If it bricks it, you know, screw it. I don't care. So I hard reset. It bricks. Well, it doesn't brick. It turns off. Turn it back on, and it goes back to the initial screen that says, would you like to apply the update? So it's like, okay, apply the update. So it goes through the download again. This time it goes really fast because it's already on the system. Goes through the apply update. That finishes. Boom. I have the new dashboard because I'm in the preview program. It's like, all that for this? There's like no option to opt out of the install at this time? Because that would be really awesome if I could opt out of the install at this time. Because I was in the middle of something. And I didn't really need the update to be in the middle of doing the raid. So I get that done. So, after that, we go in, we fight Golgoroth that night. Fight Golgoroth, we're still pressing down. One of our other guys, Old Man Fear, jumps in finally, and we're doing it. So we're doing this fight, and we're kind of learning the fight, and I was new. And I was supposed to be getting Golgoroth's gaze and switching off with another guy. You know, and you wipe a couple times, and people started getting frustrated really early this night. I don't know what it was about the raid team, but we were all getting pretty frustrated. You know, I was trying to snipe the back of Golgoroth, and sometimes I would miss, and it'd be my fault. And I was like, I say, it's like, my fault, guys, I missed, I wasn't able to hit it, my bad, you know. And then sometimes the guys down below got hit by Exploder, and they die, or whatever. But there's one thing, it's like, when you're in a raid group, you don't need to tell people how to play their subclass. I mean, they know what they're doing. Like, you know, just don't tell them. It really bugs me. Like, it shouldn't, but when people start suggesting, well, you should, you know, and maybe I do this too. Yep, I do it too. I just realized I do it. I hate myself. Forget it. I'm never going to say it again. If you want to tell me how to use my subclass, fine. I'll probably ignore you, but whatever. That's my bad. I realize that I'm the thing that I hate because I tell people, suggest things what people should use all the time. And I shouldn't do that. So I apologize. But beyond that, okay, we get Golgoroth down and we kill him. And it's all great, fine, perfect. Get some drops, get some boots, good to go. It's like, all right, we're halfway done. Let's get through this. All right, so now none of us have been past this part. So we didn't have anyone telling us how to get past it or what to do. So we start a jumping puzzle. And these jumping puzzles, so I see I walk out of the door of Golgoroth, see a platform. I was like, hey, check this platform out. So I walk up to it and bam, piston off the thing into the wall and I die. It's like, wow, oh, okay. That was exciting. So an hour later, as we're getting through this jumping puzzle, because we got two hunters with us, and our hunters notoriously, they'd be fine at jumping. Maybe we're just too impatient. So we're jumping around the dreadnought, jumping, wondering why all these pistons are here, wondering why they put this platforms here anyway. Got to get the exotic chest. No one gets any exotics out of it. And we finally get through the jumping puzzle after about an hour and a half, which was super long trying to get through this thing. And I mean, this is our first time, so it's not like, oh, you know, you guys should get better at jumping. It's like, it's our first time, we're exploring, we're taking our time. You know, you can say, get better, whatever, it only takes you 10 minutes. We don't really care. This is the first time through it. We're not trying to rush through it. We're just trying to beat it. So we get through the puzzle, and we get to the sisters. And at this time, we get through the sisters, and our raid group is having somewhat of a breakdown. So we're all getting frustrated at each other, and we're all getting impatient, because it's a little bit later. So we're going through, we're trying to figure out the mechanics, you know. You go counterclockwise, you got to jump on them, kill the snipers, or the snipers kill you. If the sniper kills one of the guys on the platforms, and the whole thing despawns, and then you got to start over, and it gets frustrating. So one of our guys leaves, and there's only five of us, so there's nothing you can do there. So we're like, screw it, we're done. We're going to go do something else. But overall, I mean, the raid experience is fun. We're going to take the sisters down super easy. We got a strategy ready to go, and we're going to go hit orcs this weekend. So it's going to be easy. It's going to be cake. We're going to do it. And you know what? Maybe next week we'll use new emotes and we'll dance on his corpse after he dies. So we did that. And after we stopped because of tempers and anger, and mostly on my part because I was ready to nerd rage on people, so I decided to go take two of the guys. We're going to go do the Sunless Cell. I'm going to go get my exotic sword. So we go through. Darkblade. We get to Darkblade. And we're ready to take him down. We've got the Arc guy down to a sliver of health. We're fighting him. And for some reason, we go to attack him. Bring him down. And we go to attack the Darkblade. And he spawns right on two of the guys, does one stomp, kills them. I didn't have a rocket launcher equipped because I was using my sword to take down the arc sword guy. So I start going to town on the dark blade in order to get some damage on him for him to kill him. Man, we don't do enough. He stomps him and we die and we wipe. So we do it again. Get the guy down low. Get him ready to kill the dark blade. An exploder thrall comes in and kills the arc guy. I go, oh, F. So we try it again. So we go back in. We get the guy. We leave the guy alone. We're not going to damage him till the very end. So we're killing the Darkblade. And I forget what happens the third time. And we wipe again. We have to start over. Probably my fault again. Fourth time. It's like, all right, we're going to do this. The fourth time, we're finally able to kill the sword guy. Then we're able to kill the Darkblade within time. I get the quest. It pops. Everyone's excited. We throw down our controllers, leave without saying goodbye, and we go home. So I got my exotic sword, able to throw some spinning discs of electricity out, which is pretty awesome, it's pretty powerful, all jazzed about that, getting ready to go, getting ready for the raid this weekend, because why not? Well, first, we got Arms Day tomorrow. I've got to dismantle a bunch of scout rifles so I can get my other exotic scout rifle first. I'm going to open up some sniper rifles, see if I get a better sniper rifle to use for the raid, so I can infuse it with my 310 spindle and get that done. I mean, there's a lot to do still. I still got some quests popping after doing a part of the raid, so I got to finish those. I still have three characters that I go through and do all of their stuff on. I've only got them to level 40 and past the first part, so I got to do that on three characters. Still a lot to do. Still enjoying Destiny. There's still, you know, and there's more stuff coming out now with this Eververse stuff coming through. We're going to have a lot of content, and it's going to be good. If we support Bungie, they're going to be putting out content. So I know a lot of people are down and not supporting Bungie because they hate him or whatever because of the lockout. But, I mean, if you want to play the games, you got to keep up with these games You know, you got to buy the DLCs if you want to have access to everything that's coming out, all the new stuff. Like, I'm sorry, that's just the way it is. I mean, you know, if you feel like you were cheated or lied to, I mean, sorry. But I'm going to keep, you know, buying the game. I'm going to play it, and I'm having a lot of fun with it. So if you have any questions or comments, if you have ideas for the Eververse or comments, you know, hit me up on Twitter, at Stephen Lampson, and we'll talk about it. So I'll see you guys later. Peace.